Peter Kropotkin wrote those words over 100 years ago, those words of encouragement and love. And he wasn't alone, obviously. Many, many good folks labored long so that we could believe in our right to live free and see the steps we need to take to realize that right. It isn't because of the work of establishing not just the viability and the rationality, no waste, but the morality of everyone designing the social arrangement we create on the common earth we live on. It isn't because that work hasn't been done that we are stuck under power's thumb. It's because we've been denied access to them, to the ancestors who long for our freedom. The hard work and common sense of our ancestors, who long for generalized human freedom globally, has been suppressed. All states who participate in the interstate system, whose statesmen want to be global players, quote unquote, do this. And do this in collaboration, this work of ensuring that the vast many cannot develop our thought, cannot see the obvious, that 10,000 guys who want to be gods must not be allowed to decide for 7 billion, must not be allowed to coerce our human energy for purposes which, as Peter says, all end with the object of keeping us as children, dependent on them ad infinitum. And what of our last gasping great gifts? The myriad expressions of our common greatness that only live in freedom. When will we finally believe in them?